Hello, everybody. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Lou Dini. I'm the host of the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus podcast. Been doing that for, I don't know, coming up on about 10 years, probably something like that. I'm also the co-host of the Really Real Real Estate podcast with Jason Wilcox, as well as co-host of the Your Total Body Health podcast with Gailey Woodyard. I've been doing the podcasting thing for a very long time, so I'm just here to put out a few tips, bust a few myths, help you guys from making, you know, mistakes that you don't need to make. And in this case, what we're going to talk about today, spending money on things that you don't really need. Now, what got you started on my first video where I said, hey, just start talking. You think you want to do a podcast? Start talking. You can even use your mobile device to just kind of see how it works, get a feel for it. I showed you an easy way to upload it using TalkShoe. But say you do want to really get into it and you want to have like a real setup, because having a real setup allows you more options. It allows you easier access to bring on guests either in the studio or remotely, have background music if you want to do sound effects, whatever you like to do. So having a little bit of gear facilitates that. And I believe, even though I know that the iPhone has really great audio recording, actually my Android doesn't do bad either, you're not going to get the same quality, I don't believe, as having a real setup. So let's talk about what the basics are. The only thing that like you really, really, really should have is a microphone, especially if you're just doing it by yourself. And there are different kinds of microphones. And I'm going to do a separate video breaking down all the different kinds of microphones and everything that you can do with microphones. If you're getting started and you're just one person and you're just going to talk, but you want a microphone, you want to sound a little bit more professional, you want to have a few more options, just what they call a USB microphone. It plugs into your computer via USB and boom goes the dynamite. You just start. You could just right into the thing. You don't have to worry about anything. It's not much to hook up. We all know how to plug in USB. A lot of these USB microphones also have a little output for your for headphones or your earbuds, which is the next thing we're going to talk about. So just a basic microphone. If you have microphones lying around from a previous career or a current career, like I'm a musician, so I don't use a USB microphone because I have an entire rack, which you can't see, it's off camera here, of recording equipment and sound equipment. And so that is, there's other ways to do it. You don't need a USB mic if you have that. I'm going to explain those here in a minute. Just a microphone. Just get a good sounding microphone. Doesn't have to be expensive. Something that you feel your voice sounds good on. It can be a deal. You know, Amazon has them. I would not, especially if you're just starting out, I would not spend a dollar over $100 for just a microphone. Headphones. So if you need to hear your voice, which sometimes is really important. Like right now, I'm not using headphones. I don't hear my voice real well, and I know that I'm kind of straining vocally to do that. So this is where headphones that keeps your voice from working as hard, because you can hear yourself really, really well, and you don't push, and you can regulate the sound better with whether you're too far, too close, whatever. So having a set of headphones is important. You can get all fancy schmancy here. Again, because I'm an audio guy, I'm in the recording studio here. There's these Audio Technica. I'm not endorsed by Audio Technica, by the way. Good, decent headphones. Earbuds will do just fine, though. So you don't have to do, you don't need crazy headphones. You don't need crazy mics, anything like that. Even a set of earbuds, it saves your voice. So something to think about. I was mentioning earlier that I don't use a USB microphone because I have all this audio equipment. This is actually a recording studio here. I've recorded my different bands here and other people here. I've recorded commercials, all kind of fun stuff. So what I have, instead of using a USB microphone, I have an audio interface. Now, an interface is nice and actually becomes important if you're going to use more than one microphone, or you need to plug in other audio feeds that you need to go along with your podcast. Say you do want to have little commercial breaks, or you do want to have some sort of background music or intro music or sound effects. You need that on a different channel to get that into the computer. So having an interface that allows you to plug in different audio connections, microphones, I don't know, maybe you're a musician like I am, maybe you actually play music on your pod, like literally play your guitar or your keyboard or whatever on your podcast. Again, you can run that in there. And usually 2 to 4 is going to be plenty for anybody who's doing a podcast. I have 16. That's because I'm a musician and we record live drums and everything in here, but you don't need anything like that. You just need to have some way to maybe plug in a couple of different microphones. And in that case, you'll be probably using an XLR connection. I don't need to get into all that. You can look that up. So an interface becomes important if you're going to do a little bit more than just yourself. So you need to capture all this stuff, right? So you have the microphone, you have the headphones, possibly an interface. You need recording software. Don't fret, okay, because there is free software out there. Audacity is free. I know that it works on Windows. It might work on Mac, but don't worry if you have a Mac. Every Mac comes with GarageBand. GarageBand is no slouch. It is very good recording software. You could, if you were so inclined, do like an actual, you know, music recording with multiple tracks and things like that. It's a totally solid software. Both Audacity and GarageBand, again, totally free. And there are tons of tutorials on YouTube to show you how to play around with those things and how to set them up for podcasts or whatever you want to do. But you need some kind of recording software. I will just tell you what I use. I use Reaper. Again, I'm a musician. I use it for recording. So I wasn't going to, you know, I'm not firing up GarageBand or Audacity when I'm just used to using Reaper. I like it. That's what I use. Next, let's talk about, if you're going to bring on remote guests, this is a big thing right now. And one of my co-hosts on my podcast, the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, is in New Orleans, and I'm in the Pittsburgh area, so we bring him on via Zoom. And through some special routing, which I will talk about next, we're able to get his audio into a recording software. So, but you want to have, you need one of these kind of programs for bringing guests on. Zoom, of course, Zoom is the king right now, right? Skype, Squadcast, all of those things will work. A little bit of a tip, I'm going to kind of give you a little bonus tip when using these things. Even though you're only recording the audio and you're not doing anything with video, still use the video portion of it. Turn your camera on and everything. Here's why. If you're dealing with people, when you're in the same room with somebody, this doesn't factor in. But when somebody's remote, by being able to make eye contact, see each other, you can give you can get like cues, basically. Actually, not basically, but exactly. Those are, you get visual cues so that you don't talk over each other. Or, you know, maybe you can even like make a sign, like if somebody's kind of going long on something, you need to start to wrap something up. You know, you could have a couple of hand signals or something like that. So all of these ones that I mentioned, Zoom, Skype, Squadcast, all have a video aspect to them. Even though you're not using video for your podcast per se, it is very, very helpful to have. The last thing I want to talk about is routing software. Now, this is a kind of bonus thing that maybe you need, maybe you don't need. I mentioned earlier getting other sounds onto your podcast and being able to hook up other audio devices. There's ways, though, to route stuff that's already in your computer, music, sounds, etc., that are in your computer, to your recording software. You would think that this would just be a natural thing that the computer does. It does not. You need special software for this. And these applications, some of them are free. The free ones, I think, are crap. I purchased a piece of software called Loopback that I really, really like. And what these do, I'm sort of beating around the bush here. What this type of software allows you to do is to say you were doing a podcast and you were talking about some kind of something in the news, and you wanted to play a sound bite from a news feed that was on YouTube. Well, this type of software would allow you to just turn your YouTube on and have it record directly into your software. your recording software without having to run any cables or anything like that. Makes it very, very smooth and very, very easy to do. Some of the options for this are Voice Meter. This works on Windows. That's M-E-E-T-E-R. Jack, that works on Windows and Mac. iShowU Audio Capture, that's Mac only. Soundflower, which is Mac only. I haven't had luck with Soundflower. I did a bunch of stuff with Soundflower a few years ago, and I got really, I had real pride problems with it. So I'd proceed with caution on that. Something called Black Hole that I do not know. The company that I really like is the Rogue Amoeba, and the software that I use for that is their software called Loopback. It is not free. However, it is relatively affordable. I mean, I think that Loopback cost me like $47 or something like that. And it's not a subscription. I don't have to pay for it every month. You buy it one time and you use it. And they're pretty good about keeping it updated and things like that. But Rogue Amoeba has several different pieces of software that allow you to do all kind of very cool things with audio that you might find very, very useful. So I definitely would recommend that you would check that out. But the software that I use, again, is called Loopback by Rogue Amoeba. Again, so let's just review real quick. If nothing else, get a microphone. Headphones help keep you from straining the voice, help you hear the details better. An interface, if you've got more than one mic or more than one sound source, audio source, you're going to need some kind of interface to hook them all to hook them all and get them all on the computer. Of course, we have to capture it. That's where our recording software comes in. Audacity, GarageBand, both free. If you're real adventurous, Reaper. If you're already using something, you're a musician, say you're using Pro Tools or something like that, Pro Tools, all that stuff works great for podcasts too. It's overkill, but if you're used to using it, use it. Bring on guests with things like Zoom, Skype, Squadcast. Don't forget to use your camera just for visual cues, just so you don't step over each other. And of course, if you want to route sounds from your computer into your podcast and capture all of that, use something like Loopback, Soundflower, these different ones that I mentioned earlier. All right, guys, thank you. I hope that this was helpful. I am always here to assist with your podcast endeavors. There's a link here in the description below, expertpodcastproduction.com. You go there. There's more information as well as the ability to chat in real time with me if you would like more information or you would need some help. If you don't want to deal with any of this stuff, you want us to just take care of it for you, we can do that. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching, and I will talk to you soon on the next Expert Podcast Production video series.